The expectation is that compared to as a region, especially developed countries, Africa will do relatively well. But this does not mean that the downturn will not affect Africa. 2012, the estimate is for about 5.5 to 6%, which is much, much better than many countries in the north. The mood is very buoyant. The mood is positive.
Where is this growth coming from?
The main source of growth, obviously, is commodity-driven and export to mainly Asian countries. That has been the driving force of the growth. But we've also seen, as a result of that growth, some diversification. Some countries have started to move away from reliance on extractive sector and agriculture into services. Plus, also, there's been an increase in remittances going to Africa, being used to boost real estate and services sector, and that has also contributed a little bit to the growth pattern. Whether it's sustainable is another question.
And which countries or which regions are going to hold this growth for Africa?
The oil exporters are going to do well, partly because that oil price is now going up. Other commodity exporters, although the concern now is that with slowdown in Europe because of the Eurozone crisis, Asian, in particular Chinese export, is expected to slow down. And that will have an impact on African exports because a lot of the commodities are going to Asia.
We have seen a lot of democratic movement in North Africa. How will this impact on economic growth in North Africa, especially countries like Libya, Tunisia, and Egypt?
Well, it has already reduced growth and contraction of the economy. We've witnessed that. Although I think the assumption now is that now that things have settled down a bit and elections are happening, the forecast is for improved growth. Not too much, but slightly improved growth.
What about the East African region?
One typical problem of that region is inflation, which is triggered by the drought and food price increases, which could be destabilizing. The conflict in Somalia, definitely. If it intensifies, that means diverting resources into conflict rather than investment. But on the sort of positive side, the East African community, there is revitalized interest to strengthen the union and create some kind of harmonization of policies. So that's hopeful. And if you look at country-by-country basis, some of these countries from Tanzania to Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, they're doing okay in terms of growth rate. And the forecast, again, if we look at IMF and Africa Development Bank estimates, forecasts for 2012, range between 5.5 to 7% among these countries, some of them doing better than others.
In the Southern Africa, do we expect better growth?
Generally, in the Southern African region, what happens in South Africa is very important. It influences. And what happens in South Africa affects the SACU region, you know, these countries where they're linked with South Africa by customs union. Angola, as long as oil prices are high, will be performing well, and about 10% growth.